I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She added a wedding dress to her closet space, and he played America's favorite closet case. It's Watch What Happens Live with Niecy Nash and Leslie Jordan now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight.
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who loves to twirl for daddy and another who called her wedding a plot twist. She's killing it as the guest host of The Masked Singer Wednesdays at 8 on Fox. So if anything happens to me tonight, I know she's ready to step in. Please welcome Niecy Nash. Hey, Niecy.
Hello.
Great to see you. And you've spent the last year or more double tapping his viral Instagram posts, but his new gospel album, Company's Coming, is available now for all your toe tapping needs. It's Leslie Jordan. Hey, Leslie Jordan.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And by the way, he's got Eddie Vedder on here. He's got Dolly Parton. It is major, and I've heard it, and it's great. Niecy, wow, we haven't seen you since your wedding. Congratulations.
Hello, thank you.
Were you surprised by how much attention your Red Table Talk got and all the talk of it after?
You know what? I have been overwhelmed with an outpouring of love and support. I just did not know that one little decision was going to go around the world 3 or 4 times.
Why do you think it resonated with people? What about it connected or made people connect with you?
You know what? The only thing I can guess is that people are responding to the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and when you live your life out loud and you live it unapologetically, sometimes people are like, I see you, girl.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I totally agree. Couldn't have said it better. Leslie, how's your mom doing back in Tennessee? Is she fully vaccinated yet? I know you are.
Yes. And my mom is fully vaccinated. And we're all the twins are fully vaccinated. I have identical twin sisters. So I'm going back there for the whole month of April to visit, and we're a tight family, the four of us, and so good times will be had by all.
Very good. Company's Coming, to the Jordan's house. Well, Niecy, you affectionately refer to your wife, Jessica, as your husband, but you're about to face a round of pointed questions all about the incredible people you've called co-star. Was there ever a Reno 911 scene that you and your partner, Wendy McClendon Covey, could not get through because you were laughing too much?
I don't usually laugh. Now, other people, man, I'm not going to call no names.
Okay.
Look, I can keep this a face of steel.
You can. Now, after working with Mindy Kaling on the Mindy Project, what was the most inspiring moment you witnessed from her when she was wearing multiple hats on set?
The most inspiring moment was the fact that I had to kiss Mindy in a scene. Now, you got all of these responsibilities on set and you're acting. But when I went in for that kiss, she didn't like her kiss. She didn't like her part of it. And she was like, we need to get in because I promise you, I can kiss so much better.
I love it.
And I'm like, girl, I don't care how you kiss. Let's just get through the scene.
Right. What was the best lesson you learned from working with Jamie Lee Curtis on Scream Queens? And was there a lot of Activia at the crafty table?
Jamie Lee Curtis is the kind of friend who steps in and applies herself no matter what you're trying to do. She's going to give you a good way, a phone number, an idea, a thread of some kind of way to bring it all together. So I love that about her.
You DM'd Ava DuVernay to land your part in When They See Us. What was your immediate response when you saw she actually replied to you?
As it should be. I need to be in this movie. Come on.
What was the best advice the great late Bernie Mac gave you during your time playing his little sister?
He said to me, I've got mine. This is an opportunity for you to get yours. So you do you and I'll follow.
I love it. I love it. All right. Thank you, Niecy. Now, throughout his amazing career, Leslie has interacted with some incredible people. As I said before, even Dolly Parton took a break from Saving the World to lay down a track on his new album. So I want to see what other icons he knows as we play. Has Leslie met them? The directions for the game are in the title. Here we go. Has Leslie met a golden girl? Have you met it? I bet you've met all of them.
No. No, no, no. I met Betty White. We met on Boston Legal. She said, how many episodes did they hire you for? I said, 5. She said, me too. I'm going to kill you or you're going to kill me. So she hit me over the head with a skillet and killed me. I met Rue McClanahan. A lot of people don't know that she lost some of her money to the Madoff scandal. Oh, listen to me gossiping, carrying on things I probably shouldn't be talking about. But anyway, we had to go on the road together. I didn't have any money either. So we went out and did our stand-up comedy. And Rue had a bad back, so it was sit-down comedy. We'd roll her out. But they didn't come any better. They did not come any better than Rue McClanahan.
Wow. Did she lose a lot from the Madoff thing?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh,
rumor
no.
has it.
Not that golden girl's money. Has Leslie met Jack A. Harry?
Yes!
Isn't she the best?
She walked on the set of The Cool Kids, and she had this wonderful part, and she wasn't paying attention to me, hardly. I kept saying, what? Because she was waiting. She knew that her love interest on the show was Rick Fox. And she was waiting for him to show up. She didn't have any time for me. And then he walked in and I didn't pay her any attention either. We fawned over him. You know, he's 9 feet tall, Rick Fox.
Yeah.
But
has Leslie met a president?
No, I've met a first lady.
You met Michelle Obama. You talked about that the last time you were here.
Yes.
Have you met Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes, I met Robert Downey Jr. on the one with Calista Flockhart. What was that?
Allie
McNeil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you met Mr. T?
No.
Have you met Ethel Merman?
I pitied a fool who has.
What about Ethel Merman?
No, I didn't meet Ethel Merman.
What about Rock Hudson?
She died before I was born. No, Rock Hudson, I did. Listen, years ago, I was in a gay bar, and I saw, and I said to my friend, and he hadn't come out. You know, he came out. I don't know that he really ever came out. I can't remember the whole story. But he was in this gay bar in West Hollywood. I said, that's Rock Hudson. My friend said, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. I'm going to go there and ask him. And before I could get there, they hustled him out. They saw me coming, I guess. But anyway, he was so handsome.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Last up, has Leslie met Chuck Norris?
No, I've not met Chuck Norris.
You never know. All right, thanks for playing.
I know, that's funny, though.
Nisi, Lou Filas AL wants to know if Claus is coming back for a final season.
Yes, Claus is coming back. We completed the final season. I'm not sure when they're going to release it, but I'm thinking it might be more towards the fall.
Are you having fun on The Masked Singer? You must be.
So The Masked Singer is so much fun, but you know, I'm between doing The Masked Singer and doing the Jeffrey Dahmer story for Ryan Murphy at Netflix.
And so what are you going to play on the different... What are you playing on the Jeffrey Dahmer story?
I play a woman named Glenda. She's a real woman who actually was the one who called the police a dozen times trying to get them to believe that Jeffrey Dahmer was a monster, and they never listened to this woman.
Listen to Glenda. Let's take a few questions from our virtual audience. Jasmine has a question for Nisi Nash.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Leslie. Hey, Nisi.
Hi.
My question is, who was one of your first celebrity friends that you told about your relationship with Jessica in Confidence that had a really supportive reaction?
Well, all of my friends had a supportive reaction because they want more than anything for me to be happy. But the first two celebrities I told, can I give you the first three?
Yeah.
The first three, Sherry Shepherd, Ava DuVernay, and the big O, Oprah Winfrey.
Yes. Oh. Wow. Did you get a wedding gift from Oprah?
Of course I did.
What did you get?
We got one of her favorite things, which is this beautiful cashmere blanket, but it's, you know, like jumbo.
Ooh.
So we wrap up in it in the movie room.
Ooh, I love it. Wow, nice. All right, Duvon, what's your question for Leslie?
Thanks, Andy. Mazel. Hi, Leslie. Hi, Nisi. I'm such a huge fan. So happy to be here. My question for Leslie. So I can't believe you got to duet with Dolly Parton on your new album. So if you had a chance to tell 12-year-old Leslie that he would duet with Dolly Parton, how do you think he would react? And I have a second question. Do you have Dolly's number yet?
No, I don't have Dolly's number. I'd never ask. I would never ask in a million years. I bet she'd give it to me. But, you know, she has Steve Summers that designs all her clothes, and they're locked at the hip everywhere they go. So if you want to talk to her, you call him. But anyway, if I told, you know, I don't know when I was 12 if I knew of Dolly. It would have been about the first time that I really fell in love with Dolly was about 1973. And I drove all the way to Knoxville, Tennessee. And she gave a concert in her high school auditorium. And when I told her about that, she said, "You were there?" I said, I was there. She said, "I don't believe you." I said, "I was. I promise you I was there." And I told her, you know, some stuff that I said, "You did this, you did." You said, "What's a country girl without her haystack?" And she said, "Yes." So anyway, I had to convince her I was really there.
All right. Thank you, virtual audience. And I love that the way to get to Dolly is through her clothes guy. I mean, that makes so much. I mean, why would I be surprised by that? Niecy and Leslie are getting along swimmingly, but I want to know if they have more in common than the ability to make you bruise a rib by laughing so hard. I want to find out with one, two, agree or disagree. I'm going to make some grand statements, and then I'm going to count one, two, agree or disagree. You will answer by holding up your signs at the exact same time. All right, we're going to see how compatible you really are. Here we go. Number one, we are at a stage where being out in Hollywood is not a big deal. One, two, agree or disagree. All right, and aren't we happy about that? Okay, you should never show up at a dinner party empty-handed. One, two, agree or disagree. I agree too, and I forget things all the time. I try to bring a candle or a bottle of wine or something, and I... Leslie, what's your go-to hostess gift?
I bring a dessert. I bring, like, bread pudding or something.
Okay.
And they'll say, well, we've already got dessert. I said, no, you don't, honey. You don't have what I'm going to bring. But anyway...
Okay, number three. Women above a certain age in Hollywood are finally being offered meatier, higher quality roles. One, two, agree or disagree.
I'm in that number.
Well, and Leslie disagrees. I love it.
I include myself in that group.
All right.
Women of a certain age.
Even if a friend's new project is a total stinker, you should always tell them it's great. One, two, agree or disagree.
I'm torn.
You're torn. you go both ways, Niecy.
Because I'm going to tell you that I support you and that I love you.
However, your project
sucks. I might say you did that.
Right.
Yeah, you did that.
That's a good line. You did
you
that. Yeah. Okay, not every classic film from the 80s or 90s deserves a reboot. One, two, agree or disagree. Niecy agrees strongly. Okay, I never once tried to bake my own sourdough bread during the pandemic. One, two, agree or disagree?
I don't understand.
Did you try to bake sourdough bread during the pandemic, Leslie?
No.
Okay, good. All right, you both agree. Okay. Oprah's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle interview was the TV event of the year. One, two, agree or disagree? Agree. Yeah.
That's the one I had.
I would have gone for a third hour and a fourth hour, personally.
It was
Britney
delicious.
Spears' yeah. conservatorship needs to end. One, two, agree or disagree? I love Niecy looking for the signs. Okay, very good. At the end, boy, well, this is going to, I mean, all three of us had Quibi shows. At the end of the day, Quibi was ahead of its time. One, two, agree or disagree? Oh, you all said agree. Okay. That's kind. Yep. We know who was paying your paychecks. All right, thank you very much. You guys agreed on almost everything, except the older actresses getting more roles. Leslie was taking ownership of this. Leslie, somehow I missed that you were on Celebrity Big Brother a few years ago and you had a big fight with Gary Busey. How did I miss that?
Because it was in the UK. It didn't air here. That's the only reason I did it. And I said, I don't want to do that. And so I went over there, and he and I didn't get along. We made up by the end of the thing, but he thought I tried to spit on him, but I really didn't. I was clearing my throat. And he tried. No, wait a minute. I got it wrong. He was clearing his throat, and I thought he was going to spit on me, so I spit on him. It was horrible behavior. Horrible.
You see,
they take away your food, and they knew that I was hypoglycemic, and I was just awful. It was the worst behavior. Now watch everybody go try to look at it on the YouTube. But not many people really saw it because it was the number one show in all of Europe. And boy, they paid me. I don't get paid like that. $150,000.
Wow.
I was at a party when Cedric Yarbrough, who was also on Reno 911, Gary Busey taps him on the shoulder and goes, "Hey, Mac, I need a table." He said, "I do too." And we just started cracking up. I was like, Gary Busey thought you were the hired help.
The line was, "Hey, Mac, I need a table."
"Hey, Mac, I need a table."
Wow. Oh my God, that is hilarious. Wow, two Gary Busey stories in one night. I mean, you never know what you're going to get on this show. I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. On Will and Grace, Leslie gave a larger than life performance, which is very hard to do when your character is fully stuck in the closet. So I want to pay homage to Beverly Leslie as we count down the top 5 closets on Bravo. Coming in at number 5, was she meeting James Bond at a top secret hideaway, or was she just in search of a smart blouse? It's DC's Mary Amons, whose closet had the first thumbprint security keypad in Bravo history. It was a big deal. Okay, looking at our number 4 closet feels like being on a morphine drip, which is something its owner could also arrange. It's Tiffany Moon's ultra-organized closet, which is also accessed by fingerprint. And since I'm a big fan of edibles, number 3 is the world's best closet for food. It's Yolanda's fridge. Ah, iconic closet. And while you can always trust Toya from Married to Medicine to escalate the drama, her two-story closet might need an actual escalator. That's number 2. And finally, our number 1 Bravo closet has to go to Lisa Vanderpump. It's literally where she keeps all her diamonds and rosé. It's a great closet. I want to thank Niecy and Leslie for being here. I'm so glad none of us are in the closet, by the way.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are back. It is the host of The Masked Singer Wednesdays at 8 on Fox, Niecy Nash. Leslie Jordan's debut gospel album, Company's Coming, is out now, and it's really good. I really love it. Leslie, we got a question from Goosters SD. What advice can you give Niecy about being a gay icon?
Well, I just fell out of the womb and landed in my mother's high heels, which I think was the way in which I became a gay icon. You know, it was interesting when I figured out that I was a gay icon. I was already a gay icon, but I think the best advice I can give is that you just be yourself. You know what I mean?
She has no problem doing that.
And that's what we love about her. And I just want to tell her, welcome to the tribe.
I was getting a little upset, I'm going to tell you, Leslie, because I thought I was going to get some sort of welcome packet or
a toaster. You got nothing, huh? Well, you got a double cashmere blanket from Oprah, so.
Yeah. It's a wedding present. I'm married to a woman present.
I know, you're right. You're totally right.
I'm in Welcome to the community, present. That's what I meant.
You know, it's interesting. Your the evolution of your looks through the years, Niecy. I mean, you're the most glam than you've ever been, I feel like.
Really?
Don't you? No?
Yeah.
No,
you look better right like now than you've ever looked.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Dude, and I haven't look even better right now.
Oh, no. Do not touch your face. Do not touch your face. Anyone else in the audience have any questions for the guests? Yes, the gentleman who just raised his hand with the woman in the white. Yes, sir. I mean, the woman in the red. Yes. Hi.
Hi there. I'm Brent. This is my wife, Karen. My Hi. Question's for Leslie. Leslie, pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
I've been a fan for a real long time, so my questions are going to take you back a little bit. So I grew up skiing, so Ski Patrol was one of my favorite movies as a kid. So two-part question. How much fun did you have making that movie? And part two is, Dumpster was your arch nemesis in that movie. Were you guys buddies off screen?
And which character was Dumpster? I can't remember.
The bulldog. The bulldog.
Oh, the dog. That dog kept farting, you know? That dog was awful, that bulldog. But anyway, you know, that was the first time that I was ever taken out of town to shoot. And we went to Park City, Utah before it was, you know, the home of Sundance or anything like that. It was just a sleepy little ski town. And I thought that I had absolutely died and gone to heaven. That was so much fun shooting that movie. And what was the second part about that dog? Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, Lord. Yeah.
That's great. Anyone have a question for Niecy? Yes. Yes, sir. Oh, no. Yes, ma'am. On the bottom left. I'd like to go to the woman on the bottom left in the blue. Yes. Hi.
Hi, Andy. I love you so much.
Thank you.
And Ben is adorable.
Thank you.
So my question is for both of them. They've worked in Hollywood for so long. I want them to spill the tea. Who's the biggest diva you've ever worked with?
Biggest diva you've ever worked with, Niecy. Now, a diva can be a good thing. You know, a diva doesn't have to be, you know, a holy terror.
You first.
Well, what do you want? You want the good one or you want the bad one?
I want the bad one if you want to give it to me.
I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. All right. I was giving you an out. Okay, well, then give me the good one.
Oh, well, you know what? I would probably have to say Oprah. Because I love that there is a there is so much attention to detail when she works. Like, she is meticulous, and everything is going to be just so.
Yeah.
So and I love that.
And Leslie, do you have a bad one that you want to share?
Her name was Mary Fran, and she's no longer with us. Oh, she was just horrid. She played Bob Newhart.
She was Bob Newhart's wife on Newhart, right?
And I went to my agency, and not knowing, I was saying, I just worked with this bitch. Oh, my God, she's mean as la la. And they kept saying, shh, shh. T.J. Escott was my agent. He's married, was married to her.
Oh my!
And he hollered from the room and said, "I agree on all points." But the good diva that I worked with was Stephanie Gaga, who I've never seen such a rigmarole, Lady Gaga. But you know what? She just—I mean, come on, she's a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
She was just surrounded. I mean, just to get her to the set. But
wow.
She was so cute. We were in a cornfield out in Malibu shooting a scene, and there were helicopters. I said, there must be a fire. She said, no, honey. I'm the fire.
Right.
I said, what are they doing? They were trying to get, because they could get $150,000 for a picture. But I always can judge people. I can tell within 5 minutes how you were raised, whether it's please, thank you, yes, ma'am, no. She was beautifully brought up.
Wow.
Beautifully raised. And I actually adore her. We're not good friends. You know, I can't call her up right now and go visit her, but we had fun.
Right. Well, Niecy, we got a name. We got Mary Fran out of, it was a deep cut out of Leslie. I want to give you one more opportunity before I say goodnight. Do you want to give the bad one?
No, I don't. I'm gonna leave it right there.
All right. Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, I want to thank Niecy Nash and Leslie Jordan. Watch The Masked Singer. Get Companies coming. It's out now. For more, click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.